Hello.
Hey, nice to talk to both of you. I got to tell you, yesterday when we were getting ready for the interview and talking about it, we were saying, well, first of all, we couldn't believe how many years it's been since the first World AIDS Day. But also, we would just like to know, because we were saying, you know, we don't hear about it as much. Like, back a long time ago, it was almost like, okay, the planet is going to end and everybody's going to die. And that doesn't seem to be what's out there. And so I don't know if it's got lost or if things are better, are under control.
Well, it's a little bit of both. I think it's a very important point that you mentioned, because there are so many more treatment options available that can get a person's virus under control and get their virus to an undetectable level, and there are a lot more medications that are more tolerable, and people would living much, I mean, I've been HIV positive for 20 years, so people can live a long life expectancy. You don't, it's not the death sentence that it was in the 80s and the early 90s, so it's a little bit of a double-edged sword. People don't take it quite as seriously, which is why, you know, on World AIDS Day, it's great to draw attention to the HIV epidemic, but, you know, we need to talk about it every day, which is why I'm working on Living Positive by Design, which you mentioned. It's a really great educational campaign in tandem with Merck, and we want people to have discussions like we're having right now and fight the stigma associated with HIV so people do get tested and get the health care that they need. And, you know, it's just important to keep that dialogue going, because, like you mentioned, it's not in the public discussion as it once was when people were dropping dead.
Jack, I got to ask you, you mentioned Merck there. What is the big pharmaceutical industry doing at this point as far as the research and getting the medications necessary for this ailment?
That's probably a better question for Dr. Gottlieb. I'm not so hip on the pharma side.
I can jump in here and say that this World AIDS Day, December 1st, is a particularly exciting time in HIV treatment, because pharmaceutical companies are developing new treatments that fight HIV in new ways, and these are now available to patients. And there are lots of more options available to patients than there were years ago. And the medications today, and we usually combine two or three medications in a treatment regimen, they're much more tolerable than they were in years past. And so pharma has continued to develop new drugs and attacking the virus in new ways that we can offer to our patients. And I would add that even though we're so much more successful in treating HIV, and maybe that's one of the reasons why it's faded from the public view, it's still a huge, huge issue in the world today in the United States, with 60,000 new HIV infections occurring every year. So I think it's important to keep that in focus. And lastly, the stigma that's associated with HIV continues today, and that's one of the things that is addressed in Living Positive by Design, encouraging people on World AIDS Day and on every day of the year to engage in thoughtful conversations regarding HIV, trying to combat the stigma.
Well, Jack, back over to you. Living Positive by Design, your campaign, it certainly wasn't a planned initiative on your part, but you certainly got the conversation going once again on the issue when you took that tragic turn of events during your time on Project Runway.
Yeah, I mean, I had to leave prematurely if people aren't Project Runway fans out there. My staph infection that I got on the show was not HIV-related, but it did draw more attention to the fact that I was openly HIV positive on the show, and it did get the dialogue and national conversation going, which, you know, I didn't, like you said, I didn't set out to be this poster boy for HIV and, oh my God, I'm going to be this activist on national television. But I'm really glad I did, because I think I show that you can live a healthy, hopeful life if you are proactive and your own healthcare advocate. And, you know, all the program or all the elements of Living Positive by Design are, you can go to livingpositivebydesign.com and see everything that we're talking about. But you know, there are a lot of options, as the doctor said, and the treatments are so much better than they were 20 years ago. So hopefully everyone's out there getting tested, knowing their status, and taking the steps to be their own healthcare advocate.
Jack, were you in season four?
I was.
Season four. Well, okay. Project Runway probably 3 episodes in of season one. And I would talk about it. Nobody knew what I was talking about. By the second or third season, I had a whole group of us that were just really diehards. So what we do, we always get together, and on the first night, we have to pick who we think's going to win. You really don't know much about you guys because we haven't seen much. So when that happened to you, I'm telling you, we were heartbroken. I mean, the girl that picked you, she's crying. We're like, oh, no, not Jack. I mean, it was really, and then we, of course, we all started Googling because we knew it had been filmed previously, and we wanted to know how you were, and so it was like, oh, yeah, he's good. So.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love that. Well, thank you. I thought I could have done pretty well myself, but no one was more upset than me that I had to leave.
Yeah. So, but it did. I mean, it was heartbreaking, but it did bring a lot of awareness, and so and that's good because I kind of think right now people think it's gone, but it's not gone.
Yeah, I mean, I think everything happens for a reason, and I think maybe my mission of besides advancing my career was to deliver this message, and I think it's much needed, especially at this time, because like you said, it's not discussed as much as it should be, and HIV affects everyone. You know, there's over 1 million people in the U.S. living with HIV, and one out of every five don't know that they're living with HIV. So people aren't getting tested at the rates they need to get tested, and we just need to keep talking about it. So I'm glad and I can play my little part just by even if I had to leave early, I think I did some good. So I'm happy about that.
Do you still watch it? I mean, are you still like into it when the seasons are on?
I do. And I have to say, I'm like you, I'm a diehard fan. I watched season one and I watched the first episode and I'm like, this show is fabulous.
It's like, oh, I can't believe it. I mean, and it inspired me to do so many creative things. That, you know, listening to Tim and watching you do designers. But I got to tell you, this last season was so bad. I could not. They better get back to New York, and they better get back there fast.
They are. They're back. They already filmed the last season, season 7, I believe. I just spoke to Tim about a week ago at a Gay Men's Health Crisis event, actually, GMHC, which is a AIDS service organization here. And, you know, he said season 7's already wrapped up. It's back in New York. And he obviously can't say anything about the cast, but I'm looking forward to season 7.
You know, we know we're on a clock, but before you go, on 1988, you say that's the first time. When was the Magic Johnson announcement? What year was that?
That was 1991.
And to me, that is so vivid. I mean, I still remember the feeling that most people had, like, oh, my God.
He's going to die.
Yeah, and, you know, like, basketball players were going, oh, no. You know, I mean, it was like the shocking news, and look at how long ago that was. I'll never forget that.
That is pretty amazing. I think it's so important to see celebrities like Magic and Jack and others living well with HIV as a result of these improvements in treatment, from my perspective.
Well, it's been a real pleasure talking to both of you, Dr. Michael Gottlieb, also fashion designer Jack McEnroth, whom we remember from Project Runway.
Yes.
Jack, as you exit, again, what's the website and what should we take away on this World AIDS Day?
The website's livingpositivebydesign.com. There's some great footage on there. There's video widgets that we did interviews with Dr. Gottlieb and different great people working in the HIV arena. I just want people, you know, to be their own healthcare advocate and leave with a message of hope that there are a lot of treatment options out there available. And, you know, HIV is still a serious thing, but knowledge is power, and everyone should know their status and take steps to be their own healthcare advocate.
Great message. Thank you guys so much. And before I go, Jack, who wins the next season on Project
Oh, right. Not going to happen.
Thank you so much, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Great talking to you.
I'll tell you, that is just so powerful.